Friday morning, and it's time to open me book. Opening my book at page 221, children, we read Auntie Maureen's Plum Pudding. And I do this on purpose because you told me in advance you were going to do this today.
Exactly. You're on the
Nevin, you're welcome, my friend.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you. You are doing Auntie Maureen's Plum Pudding already.
I know. You got to get ahead of yourself in a minute. We just literally last week, myself and the pastry chef and Maureen supervised the making of the puddings in the restaurant.
This is Maureen indeed.
Yes, she is.
Explain
a legend.
Who Maureen is to everybody.
Maureen is my auntie. She lives in Ballymahan, and she has been making this recipe for me since for God knows how many years. It is a foolproof, the most delicious pudding you will ever eat, and you have sampled it on a few occasions,
Marty,
so you can vouch for
it. And it is lovely, but it is the darkness that I love, what my granny used to do. The darkness, and what your granny used to do.
Yes, that's true.
It is the darkness that makes it extra special and extra moist.
Exactly. And Maureen used to be a home economics teacher, and her love of food and just she's been an amazing support to me and my family, and she makes the Christmas cake and the pudding, but who doesn't like the pudding? So if you can get it made now in the next week or two, listen, you're laughing. And it is a very easy recipe. We're talking about try and get the best quality fruit, first of all. I mean, if we get of a gentleman, Maureen does, should I say, Peter Ward, he's in Nina. He owns Country Choice. I love this man. He's a fantastic gentleman.
Oh, I know that name.
Yep. He's a great ambassador for Irish food, but he is some of the best fruit you'll get anywhere in Ireland. And you can mail order them, but go to a good local shop and try and get the best fruits. That's because you will definitely taste the good fruits
difference,
in it, and it does make a big difference. So this will make 2 by 1.2 litre or 2 pints puddings.
So
you get your little pudding bowls. It's very, very simple. You do a dry mix first of all. When I say you have the plain flour, mixed spice, cloves, this is your spices now. So you have your mixed spice, cloves, nutmeg. So that's lovely and aromatic. Okay, Marty, can you remember a story? Something happened to me, and I always quote you live on TV. I was making the plum pudding, and what did I forget to put in? The breadcrumbs.
I know.
And Marty came over and saved me. I got slagged off for this. You have no idea. You
and of course, it exists on whatever, YouTube or
don't
something.
Don't say that.
It's too late now. But it's true. And but you were mortified. But naturally.
But you were brilliant.
Well,
I wanted to hug you and kiss you and the slagging I got. So, Marty, don't forget the breadcrumbs. Isn't that the motto?
That's the one.
So, we have breadcrumbs and we also have sultanas in this. We have raisins, currants, and mixed peel. So, there now, the mixed peel, if you can get candied mixed peel, you can get it in, I say, a good shop like Peter Ward's is fantastic. There's light brown sugar, and they're called muscovado sugar. We have blanched almonds, which are chopped, or you can buy the nibbed almonds, but the blanched almonds are better. And into that, we're putting an apple, which is cored and peeled and grated. We're using also some carrot, which is grated too, and the rind and juice of one lemon. It's very, very easy. You get all your dry ingredients ready, your spices and your flour and your breadcrumbs and that, and you literally mix this overnight with 2 eggs. You like this 300 millilitres of stout. You mix this overnight and let this soak overnight, and that is the secret into this. You put it in a cool place, so you do it the day ahead, and what happens, Marty, is that the fruit absorbs all the wonderful spices, the stout. It's incredible. This is the secret into making this pudding, and it'll be really, really moist. And then you grease 2 of the little 2 pint pudding bowls, and then you fill it with the fruit mixture. You cover it with a double thickness of greaseproof paper.
Why?
Because that protects it and stops the water from getting in. But my auntie has a great tip, and a lot of people do this, but to cook it, she preheats the oven to 150 centigrade. So she actually bakes them in a tray with water. It's called a bain-marie, and it's in the recipe to explain how to do that. And this will take 6 to 8 hours to cook.
Okay.
Yeah, it does take a long time, but in your oven, there's no steam in the kitchen. It's fantastic. And if you have an agar or whatever of it, you know, it's such a great tip. Now, you've got to make sure that the water doesn't evaporate. Keep looking at it, because if it does, obviously your pudding bowls are going to melt. So that's a really important tip.
Sure.
Wrap them in tin foil. And then what you do, when they're actually cooked, you allow the puddings to cool. And then what you do is you recover them in greaseproof paper. Now, we would store ours in tin foil, and then what we do is store them in a cool place. We have them made, but trust me, from December, we'll be serving them for Sunday lunch.
December?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, and Christmas Day, I'll be enjoying them with my family, and I love plum pudding. Cooking your goose, and trust me, anyone that makes this, you will love this plum pudding. And I know you can buy good
ones. What do you like best with it? With a plum pudding? Do you like the brandy sauce?
I love like a brandy and rum custard.
Yes.
Which I've given you a recipe for. It's just there's some nice dark rum, a good splash of brandy. No, you put half a bottle into it, and there's milk and cream into it, so it's a homemade custard. It is fabulous, Martin.
Lovely. I like it with just cream.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
But the brandy, and brandy.
Do you know what we make too in the restaurant? We make a plum pudding ice cream. So we get a basic vanilla ice cream base, and we hand blend some plum pudding into it and churn it through the ice cream machine, and it is delicious.
Interesting
yum,
idea.
Yum.
That'd really be nice good. For dessert after
lovely,
the old
lovely
dinner.
Salad. But I serve it with the plum pudding and the custard.
If I was passing through Black Lion.
One of all the above.
One of all the above, please. If I'm passing through Black Lion during December, that might be the way forward.
Well, listen, that's you are welcome, idea. As you know, you and your team, anytime.
That's a great idea. Anyway, it's Auntie Maureen's plum yes. pudding. You're taking no responsibility for this.
I know, it's her recipe.
Fantastic. And, it is fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
And you're right, she's fantastic. That's lovely. Auntie Maureen's plum pudding, but remember, page 221.
And on your website, too.
In the new book. But anyway, listen, congratulations on the book, and thank you so much for that. That's fantastic.
You're very welcome.
Christmassy mood already.
I know.
I know. Anyway, that recipe, along with the rest of Nevin's recipes, RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and there it is, from the nation's favourite food. That's lovely. Nevin, safe journey home.
Marty, see you next week.
Thanks for joining us, your pet. Thanks
everybody. Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Bye.